Good morning, Jubilee.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know how well you feel the presence of the Lord. And I don't think it's because he just has less room physically to be here. So he's kind of crowding himself in. But I believe it's because he has ordained us to be here. And he's preparing something with this upper room, with each of us. And again, we are the, if anybody's new, welcome. We're so glad. Anybody first time you came here? I want to say hello, welcome. Because if you are, then that's, you really got blessed to be able to be here today. Because this is a convergence. This is a collecting of God's people for purpose to refill, redirect, re-empower. Have you enjoyed Brian, Pastor Brian, stepping up, haven't it? Every time I hear, I go, gosh, this is God. I mean, I've known Brian since he was in high school. He got saved at a concert that we put on, that his dad said, you can either go to the concert or stay home and do chores or something like that. So like any teenager, he opted for the concert. But then he got saved. And then immediately gave his life. And then Veda, who was in the youth group, they and marrying and watched the Lord on him. I've never seen a person so sincerely give himself to God's ways in all of the hidden ways that oftentimes we don't see. And I just know that. When you talk about all these things about you're going through and how God's pulling the treasure out of you, yeah, I usually think that's when I fall apart and cry and say, why, God, where did you do? But anyway, I think there's an anointing on you, Brian, to call us into the inheritance. And Veda, the two of you are set apart for this time. It was not an accident that Betty, one of our first dear intercessors, passed on the Saturday before our last service in the old building, Calle Suerte, and then was laid to rest a memorial on the Saturday before our first service here. And, you know, she just got her job done, said, I'm out. It wasn't an accident that Heather, doing our children's ministry, had her baby born during our first service, and she's here. So that's a miracle. So there's a newness of happening. So expect miracles. Expect things. Diana and Ryan and their families and Ryan's brother and his family, they're up in the Western Sierras spending a week camping. So be praying and blessing them because they have worked hard. Everybody has worked super, super hard. All of you to give. To see, because when we make a shift like this, it's like there's so many things you don't realize how much you get used to a certain way of doing things that either help you or they can be a hindrance. But whatever I've found out, Thanksgiving, our family went up, our kids went up to go skiing, and they wanted us to go. But our daughter and mom of Christian and Noah was expecting a baby. And so there was like, well, can mom stay? So in case I go into labor, we have, you know. So Cammie was there. I get there with these boys and a whole condominium filled with kids. And I'm just sitting there going, God. Yeah, that's. I dare not say anything because I'll know whatever I say won't be right. But I'm just, I can't do this. You can't do this. You know, you get a picture of yourself running down the slopes of Mammoth on your ski boots. I can't do this. And not that it was anything. It's just awkward. Not my bed. I'm in the loft with a bunch of kids. And any case, that was the first part. But by the end, in 3-4 days later, I'm going, wow, look at all the things that are happening that we are all together being forced into the setting that we wouldn't be, and I can do this. And that was like God said, now remember that, because that's how every new thing approaches. It's like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to ever get to that spot. and then you just go through it. But the key right now, I so believe, is the Lord just to pull. I have a scripture, just one verse, and that's, I'm in the wrong verse, so let me go to another place. It's in Isaiah 37:31, and it's been a message the Lord's been ministering to me for almost 2 months. And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. The remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah. A remnant is always whom the Lord is working with. He's the remnant, or the people that have followed into the new place, shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. You've all seen a picture of a tree, and then the illustration is underground. The root system is the same size as the branches, because everything is always about the root with God. The root determines the fruit. He is the root and the offspring of Jesse. So when we take root downward, which is the times of difficulty, the systems of trees and grow their root systems during the fall and the winter. The sap goes out, it goes in, it goes, and then comes the spring and comes the fruit upward. And I don't know about you, but I often am more fruit than I am root. And if I have to, I've found I can get plastic fruit very inexpensively at the $5 and below store. They just go pick up plastic fruit and then wear it, and it works pretty good. But the roots are what has to be root, and that pressing in, the secret life. It's like an idea of the hidden life, or the idea of the inner man versus the outer man. The outer man is where the fruit is supposed to express itself in relationship and care. The inner man is the one who pulls, you know, when God strengthens us with might through his Spirit in our inner man. So we learn to pull and let God touch the inner man. And I feel we're in a whole season of retraining. Not a lot of it will be renewal of the old that we had did not have to operate in as much, because everything was wonderfully, you know, there for 37 years in the same building. And you know we had a lot of moves of God there. We had a lot of purposes which we accomplished, a lot of things that we then went on to a new accomplishment or new thing. But now all of a sudden we're just here, and it's new. And if the upper room in Acts chapter 2 was the place where they were in prayer and pressing through, I really covet everyone, give yourself again to prayer. Find your prayer place at home, throughout the week, during the day. Again, if you can and hear these words, give God an hour to pray, to read your scripture, to fellowship, to listen, to commune, and let that word become the root system. Do you know, when pressure comes in our life, you know what the plan of the devil is? Is to take the word out of us, because we don't have the root system to hold our place, because we think the problem is associated for another reason, not the fact that it's attacking us to get at the word. Because the tribulation is because of the word. So an hour, just an hour. You have the Bible app. You can listen to our scriptures together. It's 10, 15 minutes while you're driving or sitting or cleaning or washing dishes. Just let the sound of his word start to fill us, because that's how the roots grow. When Jesus went to find a fig tree and he was under, you know, duress as he was into Jerusalem for his last week, and he went to find a fig on the fig tree, and he found no fig, and he cursed the tree, said, "Let no fruit ever grow of you again." What it says in the scripture is it dried up from the roots. If the situations of life are found in the invisible, the unseen, that's what Brian's saying, the treasure within. And sometimes we don't know the treasure within because we haven't had to pull on it because of the circumstances without were pleasant. Yeah. And we weren't in conflict, we weren't in new and all that. So I just really, really, really ask you to do so. We're going to, Cammie and I are going to take one of the things that impacted me in the beginning of about 4 weeks ago. Brian and Diana and I were doing our podcast, which is, again, there for everybody. Just go and let's, on Monday it shows up on our YouTube channel, and there it is to say, hey, here's where we're going this week. Here's things you might want to look for, like a tour guide. Get ready. Let's have experiences. Well, we were filming those, and Brian said, what I really want for you and Cammie and family is to take the month of August off. And I thought, oh my God, he's getting rid of me this early. Thank you. No, actually the opposite. I felt in my heart, oh, that would be a really good thing for us to pause, to let go. Because in that scripture that I read, the scripture before talked about for new things to happen, there has to be a rest moment so you don't restart the new in the old. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? That's what a sabbatical is. Cease from your labor. So we are going to be gone. August starts, we're going to take the month of August and just be alone and seek the Lord. Oh, we'll have our kids, grandkids. They'll bless us, I'm sure. But honestly, just to be there. Now, here's the conflict I had. I was going, oh, is that a good idea? I mean, there's so much change, so much transition. I really want to make sure the prayer gets really rooted. I want to see a prayer. We're just starting the classes on prevailing prayer, how to get prayer so we get answers to our prayers. And what does that look like in the scripture? What are the practices? We're reading Reese Howell, Intercessor. And all of a sudden, the Lord kind of interjected and said, do you believe I can make the church grow without you? Now, I had to think about that for a while. No. Of course he can. Because he's wanting to activate the whole of the body. If you could come and give a couple hours of prayer, we just have that little person, that room, during the Wednesday, do it. If you can just stand in agreement every day. I mean, we need to be really praying over Brian and especially Brian and Veda and Diana. And, you know, we have Priscilla and her family as Agape women. We've got Peter Skidanov. We've got a lot of, I mean, I look at you. You're the remnant. But now God says it's going to take root again downward to bear fruit upward. And it's because God wants to do the new thing that comes out of from how we've known him before, but taking of the substance of who he is. So I believe you're going to feel, I certainly feel, is pull. Don't wait for somebody. Like, here's a good example, and easily transferable. So I right now commission all of you as our prayer team to intercede and seek the Lord and call upon his name during Wednesday here, if you're possible, throughout the week, your hour with the Lord, Sunday morning here at 9, and just until we get that full breakthrough. I commission you. Say, yay, I've always wanted a ministry. Yay, I'm in a ministry. I'm in it. Take it. Well, I have another one. I ask you, when God brings to your mind, it's usually a thought like, well, gosh, I wonder where so-and-so is. Did they make the move with us? I want to ask you to take the Apostle Paul's posture of how he cared for those who God put into his mind. The first thing you do, and it's in all of his epistles, is you thank God for them. That always is a good thing, because if you thank God for someone, you won't get suspicious about them, or you won't get frightened or threatened or any of the things. Just, Lord, I thank you so much for Thank you. Thank you for bringing my mind. I just now then pray for them. After thanks, then pray. Lord, I just ask you to just move them and bring them forward and give them their victory and take them into their new place. Even if they could be on vacation. We released everyone from every assignment so that we could leave our old place to go into a new place and everything is new. There are families that have said, well, we feel led to do this. We're going to be here. We're going to be there. That's all perfect, right? Yes. Right? It's only one church and many, many fellowships. But there could be when you have a move, this happened on when we were first trying to get this the physical move taking place, and we realized we've got a sound system and we'll get the other stuff, the lights and the screens, but we've got, how are we going to get all that to happen? And I really felt the Lord say to me, because that's kind of where I'm getting focused on right now, is to strengthen what God is doing through intercession and real hard prayer, strong prayer, effective prayer. I said, oh, we've got to pray that this cross over. We got to get the ark in the Jordan, put the water back, and get everybody across. Well, this Sunday, last week at our staff meeting on Tuesday, it really came strong that, okay, now we've got to make sure all the people get across to their new place. If their new place is in another place, that's wonderful. But everyone is supposed to be together in the body of Christ. You cannot grow apart from being inside assembling, as hard and difficult as that is to assemble and go, okay, here I got to see so-and-so. That's where the faith starts working. And any case, so here's the first thing. Thank God for them when you think about them. It may start by, I wonder where, who and who, so-and-so. Thank you, Lord, for so-and-so. Now pray, Lord God, I'm just praying you're moving them fully into their future, fully into their blessing, fully into their calling, awaken them, bless them, heal them. Just, you know, release a prayer and then call them, text them. I mean, if Apostle Paul had text messages, I bet he would have been all the time. Because you just got to make contact. There are, unfortunately, see, not everybody's as strong as you are because you're here. There are some people that know they ought to be here, but it's just getting hard to get here. The obstacles, like it's too far, I don't know where it is. You never know, but it's that reaching out. And I just reach out, please. Does that make sense? Because I know what, here's the fourth thing, and I don't want you to do that. This is the fourth thing. This is when the spirit leaves and the flesh takes over. First thing, spirit's on, give thanks for that person, part of the living body. Release a blessing over their life. Pray for them. Okay, now reach out to them. But that's where I go, no, usually I have a better idea. This is the flesh. I bet we got to let the pastor know. Somebody ought to call that person. Maybe we ought to get a ministry team designed. Maybe we recruit some people. And all those things could be wonderful if the Spirit's moving in a large scale. But really, he's trying to move in me. He's just moving in me, just saying, hey, here's somebody I want you to bring before the throne. Here's someone I want you to give thanks for. Here's someone I want you to pray for. Here's someone I want you to reach out for. And you'd be surprised. Priscilla is probably the most impactful text reacher outer. I know many of you have had her. You know, she doesn't see you and she's got your number. You will be hounded. But everybody will later go, thank you, thank you, thank you. And she, you know, oh, well, I'm just feeling so discouraged. I'm feeling depressed. I don't feel like I have a place. I don't know what to do. She said, well, let's go take a walk at the beach, take our shoes off, and make sure we get some grounding going and, you know, get in the sun. Or we're going to go bowling. A lot of times connecting isn't through the, let's just all be together. That's why the park meetups, I think, are really genius. Genius. And I think we're hopeful that by out of that, we can see small groups in every city. It's been our vision since the beginning of the year, but this now might be, you know, really propelling it. So, but it's, you don't know what you're carrying inside of you has to come out. We have to release what's in us so that God can have access to all of us. And I really believe that's the key right now. And I believe Brian and Veda and Diana and Ryan and Priscilla and this is all of us. are the community that's about to allow God to reach out. But don't, if you think somebody else ought to do it, that's the flesh or the devil or yourself. Because it's like that's just so easy to do in the culture we live in. We're always finding a situation and assigning it to someone else versus going, you know what, I'm just going to, what if you don't ever, everything I've ever experienced in the Lord in moments like this is because I'm in a situation I'm not comfortable and I got to find Jesus and I got to stay inside of him and I got to choose again and again and again and again and again throughout the day. I believe your word, what you're saying. I believe who Jesus is, and I'm not going to disengage from him. I'm going to stay in the attitude you're asking of me. If he's talking to me about joy, I can expect sorrowful experiences to start following. Because how could you learn to live in the joy of the Lord without tribulation? And if he's talking about peace, it's not like, oh, vacation in Hawaii. It's usually, you know, a storm that I've got to say, no, I am been called to live in peace. I used to think, oh, devil, leave me alone and I could be at peace. And I say, well, if I have to leave the devil out of your life, then you will have to be in the nursery up in heaven. But if you can overcome the devil in your life, then he'll never have a say over you wherever you go through life. Remember, Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. The first assignment of the Holy Spirit was take them up to meet the devil. Don't think what you're going through is a strange thing. It's just a breakthrough time. It's the breakthrough time. So what I wanted to say, secret life, hidden life, take the root downward. Get in, you know, it says to be rooted and grounded in love. Press in and go, okay, God. Now, prayer, the word of God, in the scriptures, we have everything we need. All we have to do is apply ourselves, each individual, and then not apply ourselves like, oh, yeah, great, I'm going to get in the Bible, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to do what it says, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to reach out, and I'm going to call people, I'm going to make a list. No. I can't do anything. But Jesus wants to do everything. Jesus, I need you to be everything. Begin. I've been in a series of this transition, there's been so much prayer that I've been being given these assignments. That's why I wanted to develop and learn and grow together on this idea of being given a prayer assignment, told what to pray, how long to, what the answer, and I'm learning. And I'll get, did you know, what happens is when you have a revelation, God speaking, which is everything that we learn about Jesus is a revelation. Cannot be any other way. Even what I'm saying does not have the power unless it becomes a spiritual revelation in our own life. So when the revelation comes, there's like, okay, I've got this, and I'm gonna go with this. But there's a burst of faith. There's a sense of direction. There's a sense of God's presence. There's a sense of kingdom. All of the dynamics that we long for, that we're all to carry into worship, we're all to carry into our day. But then what comes against that is the doubts, the distractions, the cares of this life, the problems, the pressures. You know what care means? It means to start dividing things up. And so next thing you know, I'm focused on worrying instead of worship. But it's, now so I'm, follow me in my thought. I am trying to practice prayer to the effectual prayer availing much. Tangible results. So God's given me a path. He's saying, okay, here's how to pray. Here's your scripture. Every time you read the scripture, read through it, but then listen for where God speaks of today. That one little verse could be the verse that he, you know, because we're going through the Bible, we have an opportunity for Holy Spirit to speak anywhere in the Bible. But he will speak, then start to go, okay, Lord, I wanna live there. I wanna carry that word. I wanna meditate it. I wanna keep it. Now there you are. We are being given in Jesus Christ with Holy Spirit and the living word, a complete and perfect future. Cannot be altered, cannot be stopped. Even if we mess up and lose our way for 6 years or 60 years, we return and say, Jesus, I just want to be with you and where you are. I want you to have your way in my life no matter what. I give you back my life, but I need your spirit. I need you to fill me. Forgive my sins. Every way I've departed from you, I just return to you. I forgive everyone. No one else is at fault. It's just me. I just take responsibility back to me, to you. And God, I ask for help. Do you know, God doesn't sit there and go, oh, wow, I haven't heard from you a long time. Let me figure out where, Well, I'm sorry, but you had a bright and brilliant future, but you failed to take advantage of it. I think I'm going to give you this plan now. No, you're immediately. There is, you see, because the calling and the inheritance in Christ is before time began. So time cannot undo what God has set in motion, as any more than the law can undo the promise. A promise made by God cannot be undone by failure of trying to keep the law to get there. But we will discover, oh no. So that prayer is incredibly important. So back to my assignment. I'm praying, I'm listening, I'm trying to follow the Lord, directives. And you learn because he speaks. He says something in regard to the prayer, or says something in regard to the meditation or discipline or scripture, and you go, I really think he spoke to me. He's speaking all the time. So when you hear that, you pay attention, and you can always feel the lift, because the Holy Spirit will give you a kind of enough sound that go, you know, this is me. Go ahead, pick it up. Take that promise. And so it'll start to blossom. That's why the word sown into the believer will bear much fruit, 30, 60, 100 fold, if it can just be held in place in a good and honest, loyal heart. That's all it takes. It's nothing we do. It's just it will have its outworking. But what happens is that cares come, concerns, and it may be a care that's not anything to do with my assignment at the moment, or it could be something that's standing in threatening me. Like the apostles, when they were told by the Sanhedrin, never again speak his name. Go ahead, do what you got to do, but don't say his name. And so they're the ones that now, okay, what do we do? They have to pray through that. They could have got, you know, okay, what are we going to do? Let's call our attorneys. That's we have a right, we have a religious freedom right. We can say his name as much as we want. Let's not. No, they went to prayer. They said, the scriptures said these things will be so. Now, Lord, we need you to stretch forth your hand to heal and signs and wonders. They came back into the word. So here's the last thing I'm going to leave with you. And I believe if we will practice this together in this hour, there's so much grace for this, that there will be, you will witness miracles in your life. You'll witness power coming into your life where it has seemingly not been able to touch something, because the big distraction is God. The devil has to divide us. He's got to get us into doubt. He's got to get us into a double-minded state. And if he can get my mind divided, and if he can get me to doubt, and that's okay. Your mind's going to, he can whisper, that's never going to work. Ah, it's never going to go good. Ah, I can't believe this. And blah, blah, blah. That's just to take me, to distract me, to divide me, to get me into doubt. But if that doubt goes from here down to here, then the prayer stops. He said, you can ask anything you desire when you pray. Believe you receive it and you shall have it. If you do not doubt in your heart. So doubts in the mind. Doubts in the mind, you can expect it. In fact, every time we step out in faith, doubt will always meet us. I don't think this, I don't know. Just because I had the person's name come to me and I prayed, I felt the presence of the Lord when I thanked God for them. And man, I felt love for them from God. Yeah, but am I really the one supposed to call them? Just anything that can just divert. But here's the answer. You cannot, I cannot, maybe some of you are more disciplined, but I cannot go, all right, I'm just going to hold my thought and just keep myself going, and I'm just going to stay committed to the decision I made. I'm going to stay engaged. I've It's even if that's all right, it's law, it's works, it's me trying to be what God told me to do. I can't do what God. There's only one man that ever did what God told him to do. And that's our Lord and Savior. So I know to get back with the Lord and start to talk to him. I know to bring back the scripture forward that's trying to be eclipsed by the pressure that's pressing against me. I know to come and be before the Lord. But what's so cool is I'll say, Lord, what do I do? He said, I want you to abide in my son. Go sit with him in his complete victory. Go remind yourself that every answer to every prayer is Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go fellowship with him. Go sit with him. Fellowship with him. Put your mind on him. And then whenever you get that directive, you go, oh, yeah, he'll keep us in perfect peace if we put our mind on him. So the key to our next season of advancement for each of us is to abide in Jesus. His words abide in us. To abide in his word, because it's a branch to a vine. As long as we're connected, life is flowing. You don't have to know what to do. Just stay connected. It's that you have to stay connected. And the connection, unfortunately, is that no one else can connect me to God except me choosing to accept how he connects me to himself, which is Jesus Christ, and give Holy Spirit opportunity and take the time. That's why within this month, I'm believing that God will do miracles. All a miracle is the power of Holy Spirit coming into a situation. The word dunamis is translated power and translated miracle. Whenever you say, read in the New Testament, that was a miracle, that was dunamis, that was Holy Spirit. So it'll be a test then. My mind's going, wait a minute, just thinking about Jesus, that's not going to solve this problem. We've got to resolve this conflict with a new decision. See, it's just trying to scatter me. No. I'm going to go sit with you. I'm going to praise you. And praise is the power. Just praise him with, oh, Lord, you're so good. You're so able. I trust you. I believe you. And what happens is the word now will start becoming not just a direction that's being given, that God's intention of what he wants to do, a promise he's making. It'll start to have force. Because literally, God's word is greater than anything we see, anything we can experience, anything that's coming against us. It is the word of God. Everything else will pass away. So I think I'm fighting to keep the promise alive, and I don't realize, no, God's saying, I'm building the promise inside of you. I think I'm trying to hold my connection to Jesus so I can reshape my thinking. He says, no, the whole connection is Jesus. The whole victory is Jesus. And then what starts happening is the sufficiency of God starts showing up, the treasure that's within us starts coming alive. And all of a sudden, where we were hoping someone else would come and do a work for us to get to where we need to be, to help us get to where we need to be, all of a sudden we realize, no, it's God who didn't let anybody come help me, because he's to be my help. He wants his spirit to rise up. And then that testimony of the Holy Spirit coming into my life starts to build. And we go, wow, this is cool. So I want to pray a blessing on us, and I want to commission us, besides the prayer ministry and besides the pastoral care ministry, I want to ask us to become those who will say, Lord, bring me where you want me to be this month. Take me into the new thing you're doing. Let me hear you speak over me. Don't let, circumstances are not who I am. Your word says who I am. What I feel I can do does not determine what I can do. Your power determines what will be done. Can you agree with me for that? Every one of us, not just a few, we have been by God's choice ordained to be together in this setting, in this upper room, in this tightness of space and time, so that God can do, we can take root downward so we can bear fruit upward. So we can go inside, so that we can go outside. So that we can have the inner man strengthened with might, so that Christ can dwell in our heart with faith, so that the outward man can carry that voice. So if you'll stand up with me. First, everybody, stretch out your hand to Brian and toward Brian and Veda. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this. Every change is intentional from heaven to bring about an intentional outworking of the Spirit of God, to bring us all into perfection in Jesus Christ. And we bless Brian and Veda and their family and their children that have come alongside Brittany and Drew and Candace. We thank you that this is a fulfillment of God empowering and a first fruits of what we'll see here again. Lord, we thank you for the many new reconnections that are coming back out of old relationships and are empowered. Lord, we bless their household. We bless their. We say, Lord, we pray for that you would strengthen them with might through your Holy Spirit in their inner man. That Christ would dwell in their heart through faith, that they are rooted and grounded in love and are able to apprehend and comprehend with all of us together, the love of God that's past all knowledge, that you fill them up with the fullness of God and they be able to bring glory and you bring glory through them because you're able, Father, to do exceedingly abundantly above all according to the power that works within. We call forth the treasure to come forth as never before. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Now, if you'll just take your hand, if it's permissible, put your hand on someone's shoulder and now pray for that person next to you. I'll pray for you, Tim. You're just standing right there. Lord in heaven, we now become this imparters. We ask you, Father, we're not coming from our own strength and our own might. We're coming to you, our Father, over all of our families and over the families in heaven and earth, according to your riches and glory. Now strengthen my brother, my sister, with your might through your Holy Spirit in their inner man, so that Jesus Christ will dwell permanently, powerfully alive in their heart. Blessing. Come alive, living Jesus. Rise up and the glorious one. By faith, through faith. Now, Lord, we pray for the love of God to be a foundation of being rooted in. Oh, yes. Right now, baptize my brother and my sister with the love of Jesus. Go ahead. Release God's love by faith through the words of your own mouth. Say, love of God, fill my brother and sister. Love of God, fill my brother and sister. Okay, so now if just lift up your hands to heaven, the rest of this prayer is kind of done together as one body, many members. It says in Scripture, this is a prayer out of Ephesians 3, verse 14 through 21. You can pray it every day, pray it for everyone. But this little prayer says that we can comprehend, that we may apprehend with all of the saints the width, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know this love of God that passes all understanding. So right now, just ask, Lord, each one of us, I want to know the love of Jesus. I want to know your love. Together, one of all of us, together, to apprehend this love. I don't want to apprehend it. The width, the length, the depth, the height. Beloved, this not only is so that we become one, but this is what drives out all fear and all tormenting spirits and all confusion of what do I do and where will I be and what might happen here or there. We receive the baptism of love. Yes, yes, come on. Everyone has to get it because we only are effective if we all are pulling. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We are receiving the love. Now, hands up again. Now it's a kind of a conclusion point of the prayer. Now to our God, our Father. Father, 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 Abba, Abba, Father, to you, Father, to you be glory, because you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can even ask or think, according to the power that's working within us. Holy Spirit, to you be glory, Father, to you be glory, Father. Be glory in the church, in Jubilee. Be glory to the households that are connected right now online. Be glory. Oh, find any stragglers and cause us to be your instruments of love and life and connections and healings. Oh, be glory to you in the church in Christ Jesus. Now we're closing up right now. We're in Christ Jesus. Within your heart, see yourself inside Christ Jesus. We're about to go on into our day, but we're not going to go home alone. We're walking inside Christ Jesus to fellowship with him, to sit in his scriptures, to enjoy. Right now, there's a mantle coming for anyone who desire to enter into this communion, this fellowship with God, and daily prayer and scripture reading. There's just, you want a refresher? You want a renewal? Just lift up your hands. Just say, Lord, I want to be renewed in the spirit of might. I want to be involved in this spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord, remantle us. We want to take root downward to bear fruit upward. Hey, ba 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 ba. Oh, shibaba. There are some places that we've been battered against and put and stopped again, time and again and again and again. But God says there's a power of his spirit to rise up, to root you and ground you and me and us into the love of God, and to withstand the pressure to yield. Instead, let God's word be glorified. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Lord, do the great work. Do the great work. Begin to thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, claps are great, but everybody's mouth. Heart, mouth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing. Thank you, Jesus, for the glory of your Spirit. Thank you for pouring out your Spirit on us in a new way. Thank you for your signs and wonders and miracles. Thank you. Thank you for this place, this treasure. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now go ahead and release the claps. Let's come. I had a dear friend come one time. We were in a prayer conference, and it's calling to prayer, calling to prayer, calling forth the body into prayer. And he comes up one morning and says, you know what? God just put me in charge of the prayer movement. I kind of thought, like, well, that's kind of like, well, what happened to you? And he said, yeah, he told me I'm in charge of moving my heart to him every day. And that's the prayer movement. All right, now I put you in charge of God's love movement. Move your heart towards somebody. Say, I love you. Welcome. God bless. We'll see you in a month. Have a great, can't wait to see the miracles of God in your lives. God bless. God bless online.